Hi, it's Lucia with The Art of Love. This week I have an email from a woman who says, I'm 33 and my boyfriend is 35. We've liked each other since we first met and have been together for almost a year and a half. He's a difficult man and gets angry very easily, with everyone, not just me. We don't fight too much, but when we do, he becomes inaccessible, pulls back, and stops talking. I allow him his space, but I'm scared he'll get used to being away from me, so I just wait a few days and then try to call and fix the issue. But do I always have to be the one to call and make up? No, you don't. Or do I just leave him alone, risking another girl might approach him? Really? That's your biggest concern? That another girl might approach him? Okay, let me go over all the questions that you asked. So you don't have a dating issue. You have a self-esteem issue. Otherwise, your main concern would not be that another girl is going to approach him when you two are fighting. So you said that he's a difficult man. And that tells me that you are attracted to difficult men. Most people try to stay away from people who are difficult. And someone who gets angry very easily is not a very happy person. And somehow, for some reason, you find that attractive. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there, right? He's difficult, he gets angry, and you feel very safe and comfortable in that, which means that it probably reminds you of someone, perhaps your father, someone in your past, probably during childhood. So that's something to think about. Now, when he's inaccessible after a fight, it means that he's in his cave thinking things over, ruminating. That's what men do after arguments, after fights, etc., etc. They like to be alone and think about them, and they don't want to come out of their cave until they figured out what they're going to do. Now, you said you're scared that he's going to get used to being away from you. Again, that's the self-esteem talking, the low self-esteem. Because otherwise, that thought wouldn't even cross your mind. Why would he get used to being away from you? If you have high self-esteem and you think well of yourself, you wouldn't even think that. You'd actually think, well, this time apart might be good because he'll miss me. So you would actually appreciate the time apart instead of thinking he's going to get used to being away from you. Now, you asked, do you always need to be the one to call? And I already said no. Hell no, absolutely not. In fact, that is the worst thing you could do. Because what you're doing, you're teaching him that you're always going to call him after an argument, even if he was wrong. So he can do whatever he wants, and he knows that you'll put up with it, and instead of being afraid of losing you, if he doesn't contact you to apologize or to make things right, he knows, oh, I just have to wait a few days, and she'll call and try to fix things, even if it was all my fault. I mean, that's, talk about easy. I mean, that's a dream. Everyone would like to have someone like that. You know, it's like a child who's out of control and misbehaving, and instead of there being consequences for their behavior, instead of setting down boundaries or calling them out on their behavior, you just don't do any of those things. And what you're doing, you're creating a monster, because now they think, well, I can get away with anything. And what happens is he's going to lose respect for you, and he's going to keep pushing boundaries to see how much he can get away with. And the more he gets away with, the more he's going to try to get away with. So if he was in the wrong, then he's the one that needs to contact you. Because also by contacting him, you're not respecting yourself. If you didn't do anything wrong, then he needs to be the one to call you. And it seems, as I said, that your only concern is that he's going to meet someone else. Well, let me tell you a little secret. He can meet someone else anytime, even if you haven't had a fight, okay? And so, because you have low self-esteem, you're thinking, well, I don't have much to offer, and all it's going to take is a little fight, and he's easily going to go off with someone else. That's not true. If someone is interested in you, fight or no fight, they're not going to go off with someone else. And even if another woman approaches them, as you said in your email, they're not going to go for it if they're interested in you. So my advice to you is that you need to work on your self-esteem and self-respect, because otherwise it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. He'll eventually get bored with you for always being the one to reach out after a fight. And then he actually will look for someone else. So you're going to be causing what you fear the most by always being the one to reach out. So stop it. So if anyone has a question or a comment about this podcast or about any other aspect of love, dating, or relationships, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. If you're listening to this on iTunes, please be sure to rate and review the podcast so that it can go up in the ratings. More people will see it and we can help more people. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.